It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did that look familiar? That thing that I brought in? This is that pole dyeing material that I made at Elsie Neal's and had to leave it there, you know, for it to dry. Well, it's dry now, and it's covering something that I brought to show you. Could you guess what's under here? Several pairs of things that you put on your feet when you want to skate on ice. Ice skates. Mm-hmm. I want to show you the differences in some of these ice skates. This is a pair of hockey skates. Very hard on the toes. And I want you to look very carefully right here at the hockey skate. See that? I'm going to show you a pair of figure skates. I want you to see the difference. These aren't so hard here at the toe. They're rather soft. But down here, you see those little, they look like teeth right there. That's so that you can get up on the ice like that. Just show you the difference between hockey skates and figure skates. And of course, it doesn't matter what color they are. No, you wear any color skate at all, whether you're a boy or a girl or a man or a woman. Any color goes. Here's some blue skates, but they're different under here. See if you can tell me why. See, they have two runners on them, on each one, two on this one, and two on this one. Sometimes people wear these double-runnered skates when they're learning to ice skate. Now, I have a model of a pair of ice skates, and I'd like you to tell me whether the model is a model of hockey skates or figure skates or double-runner skates. There are little teeth right up there, and each one has only one runner. So they're figure skates. Mm-hmm. I used to love to play with words. Well, I still do. And I used to like to think, ice skate. Why is it called ice skate? Because people use them to skate on ice. I'm going to find some ice and just show you how they slide along. This is my portable ice rink. Put these little skates on the ice and hope that they go together and not fall down. You know, yesterday I promised you that I would show you a time when I went skating at an ice rink. Mm-hmm. And saw some neighbors there whom you know. I'd like you to see that time now and look carefully for any neighbors that you might be able to recognize. Did you see the McFeelys? Did you see me when I fell? Bloop, like that. Who else did you see? Audrey cleans everything? Bob Tro? Let's put my ice skating rink away. Maybe you'd like to do some skating. Oh, when there wasn't ice around my place, I used to like to just skate right on the rug. Mm-hmm. Or right on the floor somehow. I'll play some music for you here. You'd like to skate at home? Maybe I should play some music that has some bumps in it, in case you'd like to fall while you're learning to skate. You listen and see when it's time. Did you hear the bump? And then you fall, and then you get up. And try again. And fall again. And try again. It's like riding a bicycle or learning to read. Lots of practice it takes. I know when I was learning to ice skate and I'd fall so much, I remember times of going home. Might just use this for an ice rink here. I'd go home and take one of my miniature life toys and just make it skate around and fall and skate some more and fall and fall. And I used to think about what it would be like to be able to skate really beautifully and twirl around and do all sorts of fancy things. I have a film of some people doing just that. But these people were children once, too. Yeah, and they started learning to skate when they were very young. And they fell a lot while they were learning. But I'd like you to see how they skate now. Last picture to show us the movie of the fancy skating. Kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it's by playing about things like that you get ideas of doing more things. I have an idea about the neighborhood of make-believe. Get the trolley here. Come on, trolley. Now that we have snow in the neighborhood of make-believe, you know, Lady Lane made snow magically. Why don't we pretend that King Friday would like to learn to ice skate? Right? You pretend that with me? Okay, trolley, we're going to have some make-believe now. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yeah, trolley with all that snow. Oh, my. You know, Lady Evelyn?
Uncle Freddy?
I like the snow at first, but then there got to be so much of it.
There's even snow in your waterfall, Uncle Friday.
Yes, I know, and I was planning to learn to ice skate on it, you know.
Ice skate on a waterfall?
Of course. Wouldn't it be spectacular? I mean, I'd just go right like that.
Do you have ice skates, Uncle Friday?
Of course I do. Do you wish to see them?
Oh, sure, if they're handy.
Yes, well, keep your shoveling and I'll go fetch them. Here they are. Lady Aberlin.
Oh! May I see them?
Yes, so just take my ice skates if you like.
I would really like to see you skate with these, Uncle Fry.
Yes, well, simply shovel hard and get me some ice, and perhaps you will get the thrill of such a sight.
All right.
Okay. So I'll help to put a little of this snow off like this.
Do you have enough to remove there, Uncle Friday?
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Very good.
Well, hello, dears. Happy winter.
Oh,
Fairchild.
Wink a wink, a whistle and blow. Hold out your hands and feel more snow.
Oh, no, not more.
Oh,
isn't it great? Snow fooling, snow fooling.
Oh, Fairchild, just when we had it ready for me to do a little ice skating, you are an exasperating woman.
Well, why ice skate? I mean, why not ski with all this snow here? Franz Clemens and I are working on even more kinds.
Franz Clemens? Is that the same person as Francois Clemens?
Sure, I just call him Franz for short. He's wonderful.
Well, if he is here, I want him to sing for me.
Oh, we're too busy working on snow, sweetie. You get your own singer. Toot, toot.
Oh, dear, that fair child.
I guess we go on shoveling, Uncle Friday.
I guess so. And it looks as if I'll never get to skate.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello, Sarah. You warm enough?
Oh, yes, it is cold, but it's so beautiful.
Oh, and it's also so deep, Aunt Sarah.
Well, I wish Tuesday were big enough to play in it. Maybe Lady Elaine will make some more when Tuesday's bigger.
I think she'll keep making it all the while he's growing up.
We're really having a hard time shoveling it, Sarah.
Well, I can see you. Well, I won't bother you. It's too cold to stay out too long. Come on to the W room when you want to get warm.
Oh, we will.
We will. We will.
Bye-bye, Aunt Sarah. Shoveling.
Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling.
Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling. Shoveling, shoveling.
I've never known it to be so cold here in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Uncle Friday. The weather is making even your voice change.
I didn't say a thing. Why, Reardon.
Reardon.
Just what I wanted. A voice. That's just what I wanted. You may shovel and sing, Reardon.
Oh, I really can't, Your Majesty. No, thank you. You see, I just stopped by to pay my respects, but I thought I'd come to the wrong place when I saw all this snow.
Well... It's Lady Elaine's doing.
Yes.
Oh, I might have known it.
Why can't you stay, Reardon?
Well, I'm on my way to perform for the King and Queen of Otherland.
Oh, but you'll have time to make up an opera for us here, won't you?
Oh, not this time, King Friday. As a matter of fact,
Reardon.
I have to be there. Reardon,
I've been looking high and low for you. You're wanted on the telephone.
Oh, thank you, Miss Polificate. Hello? What? Oh, I don't have to be there until then? Oh, well, oh, no. It's quite all right. I understand completely. As a matter of fact, I was just invited to stay here in the neighborhood of make-believe. King Friday, you know, he always wants an opera. What? Oh, yes, I'm shivering. It's quite cold here. A winter opera? Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yes, well, rejoice, everyone. Reardon's staying.
For a winter opera.
Yes, of course.
Well, then you'd better put this coat on. You're going to need it if you stay here.
Oh, thank you. Good. It's winter in make-believe. It's winter in make-believe. Prepare for the ice and the snow. It's winter in make-believe. It's winter in make-believe. Prepare for the winds that will blow.
Very good, Polly.
No snow here, Trolley. No. A winter opera. Winter in make-believe. I like it when it comes time to make up an opera in make-believe. Well, we certainly couldn't just wink a wink, whistle and blow, and have snow fall down on us, could we? No, that's just pretend. Just magic. But you know, one thing we could do is make some paper snowflakes. Have you ever done that? Get some thin paper and some scissors. All you do is just to fold the paper once this way. And then find the middle place right here. That's the middle part. And you just fold it over this way so that it can... go over like this. And that's the beginning of the snowflake. Then you find this short one here, and you want to make all of them that length. So, see how it's going to be? After you cut the little places in it, come out like that. Now, let me see, this will, which will be the points? Here. Snowflake has 6 points, so you want... see, that's the beginning of it. And every one you do will be different. Just take little bits out of the side. Like snow itself. Let's open it and see how it looks. First one of these I made. It wasn't pretty at all. No, this takes a lot of practice. No one can do it for you. You've got to do it yourself.
You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it. You did it. You did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall.
sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it.
You did it. I tried one more. See? Each one's different. Yours will be different from mine. I know a little girl and her mother who make up operas together. Yeah. The mother sings, "It's time for lunch." And the little girl says, "I'm coming, mother." And the little girl comes and the mother says, "I have milk and sandwiches and other things for you." You know, just makes up the singing. And the little girl says, "It's good, it's good." Snowing. Okay, I must clean this up. Get ready to go. You could make up an opera. Of course, I always say that to you. You could just sing a story. Scissors back. Everything in its place. I remember my grandmother used to say that. There's a place for everything, and everything in its place. Here, fish, have a little food. Snowflakes, snowflakes. Well, we'll have more time tomorrow to think of things like operas and snow, all kinds of things like that. I like to think that I'll be back to visit with you then. Yeah, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Remember what was here? Such a good feeling, a very good feeling, feeling you know you're alive. There are the hockey skates, double runners, figures, Mr. Rogers with two paper snowflakes on his head. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.